Hello and welcome to another episode of We Came, We Saw, and We Podcasted.
Welcome back. How you diddling?
You all Tuesday, right? Are coming back around very fast.
It has. You've got your old man cardigan on. I've only just noticed. You cold?
It's all right. It's all right, it's out lovely. There today, but it's still, you know,
it's gorgeous
being inside.
Down there.
So, in the sun, it's all right.
Yeah, you're right.
In the shade, it's a little bit nippy.
Oh, there's a fly in here again.
Oh, bloody fly, kill it. Get Tony on it. Seems we've got a new pet. Podcast pet. Podcast pet.
Podcast pet. We've got...
I don't know why everything needs a f***ing song and dance to it, but yeah, we got a podcast pet. Goes by the name of Tony.
Yep.
Come here, let me shake you. He's there again. He now just shows up on a Tuesday. He knows we record. So he comes around, takes advantage, and just sits and plays on the telly.
As long as he says nothing.
Yeah, that's fine.
As silent as a mouse.
And you can stay. Don't say nothing.
You all right, though?
I am now today. I'm fine.
What do you mean you are now today?
Oh, I've been in such a mardy the last few days.
Really?
I couldn't shake it.
Was this a weekend worky kind of
no,
mardy?
No, it was just generally
a life mardy.
A life mardy. I was having a moment. I've kind of come out of the funk today, which
good.
Is nice. So yeah,
feeling better today.
Yeah,
spirits are lifting. I've noticed you cut the grass.
Cut the grass yesterday. That
got
was
out.
To keep me proactive, busy before work.
Yeah,
yesterday evening, you know, because I could have sat down and relaxed all day, but
why would you do that?
You know, grass needed cutting.
Did. And
it's good to get back out there now.
You've done a mighty fine job, yeah, sir.
I know, thank you. I've started cutting the neighbour's grass.
I've noticed you put some of the old mulch out in the old little flower beds.
Yeah,
you've got
I know.
Well, when
I do it right.
Do it properly.
I did do it properly. But I do like gardening. But I do a lot of gardening for my neighbours as well, because we established a long time ago that my neighbours ain't too keen.
They're not most enthusiastic gardening. Gardeners.
Yeah.
I noticed, though, you haven't done the end.
No, I haven't done the end because she never said thanks.
No.
We've spoken about this
before.
Yeah,
we have. Yeah.
Every other one of my neighbours has said along the way, oh, cheers for cutting the grass. She never has. I've seen her. She says nothing about it. So I've just stopped cutting her side of the grass. It's annoying because when you look out the window, you can see her uncut grass.
It's the,
all
the
mine
OCD
is
in
looking
you.
Looking great. You know,
the OCD a bit.
Yeah, all she's got to do is say thanks. That's all she's got to do.
And then it'll be done.
Yeah, and then I'll start cutting her grass.
Six,
trimming her bush.
Six simple little letters, and it could all be done with. So you're all right then? THANKS.
Oh, thanks. All right. Okay. All right, I thought you were spelling thank you. I was like, that's not six.
Well, it'll be two little words, isn't it? Anyway.
Right.
Oh, dear. So you're all right then? You're good?
Mm. Yeah, I'm all right.
Tickety boo?
No.
Oh, okay.
So, how are you?
No,
I just think how it's been the last few days for me. I don't want a tickety boom.
You're not tickety booing.
No.
Okay, fine. Well, I would say it's been up and down. Work has been work. Tiresome. But I must declare, I've booked my holiday. My summer holly bobs has been booked.
Oh, that's cool.
So I am feeling very tickety boo.
Oh.
Tickety-boo,
yeah, tickety-boo. So where is you going on your holly bobs?
Disneyland!
Such a child.
And I'm not kidding either.
No,
I'm not.
He's not kidding.
I'm deadly serious.
He's going to Disneyland.
Yeah.
Could have booked anywhere he likes.
Could have gone a nice...
He can pay for it now, he's BBC.
Okay, right?
He could have gone wherever. But no, he's decided to go Disneyland. Not even the good one, though, over in Florida. The shitty one in Europe.
I can't afford to go to Florida. Well, I can't, well...
You can.
Not that and buy a house.
Come on, mate. You know where you're at.
We've had
now,
this discussion.
Right?
We have this discussion every week. I can't do big super-duper holiday and buy a house.
Right, okay.
They're very expensive things.
Have you started to buy a house?
Well, I'm saving for one, yeah.
Right. Okay.
And every time, obviously, I spend money out of that pot,
right.
It's...
You mean like unnecessary trips to Disneyland, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. All right.
It's not unnecessary.
Well, good luck in your
it's
house
not
searching.
An unnecessary trip. It's a birthday prezzy.
All right, okay.
Not all to right. myself. I'm no, yeah. by, I'm not,
yeah. I'll buy myself a present.
Yeah, a trip to Disneyland.
No.
It's a trip for my lovely lady.
Yeah.
All
right. Okay.
I didn't want to mention it because you kept moaning last week that she gets too many mentions. Which, by the way, she has got a bit of a bone to pick with you.
A what?
A bone.
Oh, right, okay. Why? What have I done now? Well, it seems I've been upsetting everybody in the past week. What have I done to upset your missus?
Well, you said last week, quite openly, that my missus gets too many mentions on this podcast.
She's already been mentioned quite a lot already, hence my point.
Well, in the last 30 seconds.
Next. Who else should I knock down?
Contributed to the quiz last week with the addition of a blindfold.
Bare blindfold.
Bare
Come
blindfold.
On, reverb.
Sorry.
Bare blindfold. Yeah, but I stand by what I say. And I got accused of being a cheat as well on Twitter this week. The person who accused me of being a cheat soon stood down. They all do.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Yeah.
But you caught me out on Twitter, I'm going to come at you.
Yeah, it's not a good place to do it in public.
No. Don't call me a cheat. I ain't down with that.
Not going to work.
No.
Shut down.
But I did well. I enjoyed that conversation. Yeah, it was a nice...
banter tennis.
Yeah, on a Friday night anyway.
So we're good then. We're all up to speed. Anything exciting happening other than your Mardi of life?
Also, I got in trouble with a couple of people who seemed to believe that I should be listening to you on the radio because I'm your best mate.
Who said that?
People.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. You know, I don't name names.
Fair enough. Okay, right. So...
But people seem to believe that I should show you some more support when it comes to the radio. So, guess what
I did?
I
don't mind. I understand.
It's not about you minding, it's about people.
Who cares what you think,
Jerry? Yeah, who cares what you think? Shut up, it's about your show, right? So I thought, all right, I'll have a listen. Not at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Did you iPlayer it?
I had to, you know. But that's not the point, I've listened.
Yeah.
All right.
And?
And, yeah, it's changed a little bit. I've noticed you've got rid of the theme tune.
Yeah, it's changed. We're freshening up.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'll be back.
And I noticed a few things, actually, about your early morning breakfast show. And I will go into more details about that next week. All right.
Okay.
A little bit of a show review, maybe. Yeah, a little teaser. All right.
I'm concerned now. I feel like I've thought up the game somewhat.
But while I was listening to your show, it got me to thinking, what shall this week's quiz theme be? And I thought, well, whilst I'm listening to Rob on the radio, I might as well theme a quiz around the songs that you've played in the last few days on your show. There you go. This is a quiz for my mate Rob. And this is a quiz for my mate Rob. And this is a quiz for my mate Rob. This is a quiz for my mate Rob. And this is a quiz for my mate Rob. So, the rules to the quiz are simple. Listen up, Twitter haters calling me cheaters. These are the rules.
And they're simple.
And they're damn simple. I put lyrics in the lyric machine.
Yep.
These lyrics are from artists who have sung songs that you have played on your BBC early morning breakfast show.
Right. Not necessarily the songs I've played.
All you have to do... What?
Not necessarily the song I played.
They're the song that you played.
The song I actually played.
But that's not important.
No.
We're after the artist, all right?
Yeah, of course we are. As always.
So, over the last few weeks, we have evolved. We've evolved the quiz.
All right.
We've introduced Beans from the popular game Beboozled. We have...
Available in all good bean stores.
In all good bean stores. Basically, if we get one wrong, we have to... take a pick of one of these beans
and eat it.
Last week, we introduced a new feature to the quiz, which is the bear blindfold. Bear blindfold. So that's a new feature, thanks to Rob's girlfriend. There you go, another mention.
Fiancé.
Fiancé. I'm kind of making my point still. That's two mentions there. So.
Right.
And this week... we are going to introduce something further. This week, we got sent a bean wheel. Ooh. On this wheel are all the beans.
That was so crap.
So what we're going to do from now on is we're going to we are going to spin the bean wheel. And
the bean wheel,
the bloody bean wheel. We're gonna spin the wheel, and so whatever
no,
it lands
so no
on,
blindfold.
That person. And obviously, we'll spin for each other.
Yeah, so no blindfold.
We'll be blindfold. It's getting complicated, but it's really not.
Have we got to stand on one leg yet?
Question number one.
Turn your magic on. To me, she'd say, "Everything you want, say dream away. Under this pressure, under this weight." We are diamonds. Now I feel my heart beating. I feel my heart underneath my skin. And I feel my heart beating. Oh, you make me feel like I'm alive again.
I feel my heart beating. Oh, no.
Ooh. So, any ideas?
This is as frustrating as my quiz I do in my show. I know it is. No.
Turn your magic on. To me she'd say. Everything you want, say dream away. Under this pressure. Under this weight. We are diamonds. Now I feel my heart beating. I feel my heart underneath my skin. And I feel my heart beating. Oh, you make me feel like I'm alive again.
A Coldplay. The answer we were looking for.
Quite
big. Played this yesterday morning. Monday morning. Sounded alright. I got it. I listened to it Tuesday morning, but
yeah,
it's a good Monday morning song.
It's all right if you don't hear it too often. Okay. It's one of those songs.
Blindfold time.
Oh, hang on a minute. So,
I'm prepared now.
Have I got to put the blindfold on?
Yeah, you've got to put the blindfold on.
And then spin the wheel?
No, you give me the wheel.
Oh, right. Okay. Making
see
sense.
See how it's working?
Making sense. Right, okay. Hang on.
And we've got a fresh bag of beans because they were definitely off.
They are right, absolutely off.
Right. Are you ready?
Hang on. I'm blindfolded.
For the jelly.
Bean.
Ooh. It's a good one to start.
Is it?
It's only appeared once on the podcast.
Oh, really?
Got to get in the bag. Oh, should have opened these.
You should have opened these before, yeah.
Come on.
Oh, for goodness sake, come on.
No energy. Here we go. I'm scared that... Oh, here we go.
What, are you going to open the bag and go
they're
everywhere?
They're going to go everywhere. Right.
Then your children will eat one. All right. Ready?
Go. What's that one?
Chocolate.
Oh, nice, mate. Yeah. What a way to start. Nice chocolate.
Chocolate pudding, yeah?
Yeah. Fresh packet.
Oh, that's a good one.
Chocolate pudding. Right, number two. Who is this artist?
You take the grey skies out of my way. You make the sunshine brighter than Doris Day. Turn the bright spark into a flame. My beats per minute never being the same.
So who's had a song where they mentioned Doris Day? If you know that, you'll know the answer.
Well, that's true.
All right.
This makes it sound like I don't pay attention to what I'm actually doing, but I do.
Bright and sun. Any ideas? I'm going to have to push you.
No, go on.
You take the grey skies out of my way. You make the sunshine brighter than Doris Day. Turn the bright spark into a flame. My beats per minute never being the same.
I hate this song, so this was a massive downside to
making the quiz
yesterday's show, I think. There's just some things that you do as an early morning breakfast presenter or breakfast presenter, and that's not play cliche songs like Wake Me Up Before You Go.
Yeah, but
go.
Did you not listen to the link?
No, I don't listen to you talking, mate. It's all about the music. I have listened to your show, and as I said earlier, next week We're going to more details.
Right, can I just clarify for everyone else, despite you and your ignorance? Yesterday marked the anniversary of Make It Big, the album from Wham.
Right.
It was the first Western pop band to release an album in China.
All right, this ain't BBC Essex early morning now, mate.
Hang on. What are you doing?
All right, yeah. Sorry, I was just trying to move you along.
Well, I know you.
From your pointless facts.
I noticed that.
Right, okay.
But that's why I played it, you clown.
There's so many things we have to do now in the quiz.
Oh, no, this is getting ridiculous.
Are you ready?
All right.
I've got the wheel.
Spin the wheel.
Hang on. I've got a
spin the wheel.
Yeah, I know. I know how the quiz works. Here we go.
Ooh, spin it.
Right.
This is actually getting ridiculous now.
Oh, mate. Okay. So... there you go. It's more pleasant just passing them to you. What's that one?
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, oh, dear. Oh. Oh. What is that?
I take it that is not Juicy Pear. I would say that's bogey, mate.
Oh, is that
bogey? Yeah, that's bogey.
Oh,
that's disgusting. Have that. Eat it. Come on. Go eat it. Have you had a bogey before, mate?
Oh. Oh. Ah. Oh, God.
Here, Tony, try a bogey one.
Shut up. Oh, that's disgusting.
Are we done?
Can't eat that, mate. That's
no.
That's worse than socks.
That's a good one, that, isn't it?
It's worse than socks, mate. Honestly, that is so bad. All right. I can smell it.
Here you go. Put it on there. Oh, quiet.
Shut up, Tony.
Bloody hell. Hello.
Oh, right, here we go. Honestly, that's
it's madness today. Come on, just whack it on there. Let's
go.
Oh
my God, that's
number
disgusting.
Three.
Well, there was no reason to believe. She'd always be there. But if you don't put faith in what you believe in, it's getting you nowhere. Cause it hurts, you never let go. Don't look down, just look up. Cause she's always there to behind you, just to remind you.
I love how he just comes here on a Tuesday now, makes himself at home answering phone calls in the middle of the f***ing podcast.
Lock the back door, lock him outside.
Yeah. Shall I?
Go on, do it.
I am. Here we go. Oh, he's coming in. Too late.
Foiled.
Too late, mate. Right. Anyway.
I have no idea.
Let's be adults and get back to this quiz.
I have no idea.
No idea.
Well, there was no reason to believe. She'd always be there. But if you don't put faith in what you believe in, it's getting you nowhere. Cause it hurts, you never let go. Don't look down, just look up. Cause she's always there to behind you, just to remind you.
At least one Phil Collins song a day from Rob.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Hell yeah.
I don't blame you, mate. I'd be the same.
One bad thing about being on the radio is that you don't get to enjoy the records from time to time. You're always busy working on whatever's next. And people think you just sit there singing along willy-nilly. You don't.
You're keeping that blindfold on today.
Well, I might as well not bother taking it off, to be honest with you.
All right. Well, I'm already the winner, so that's good. Yay, me.
The shortest round of
applause. I heat up. I can't cool down. You got me spinning round and round.
Done it again.
You have.
I don't know what's wrong with me this week. Right, are you ready? Question number four be up in a minute.
Yeah.
That was a spoiler.
Jeez, I wasn't even, to be honest, I wasn't paying attention.
Right. Hang on, I've got to
spin the wheel. God's sake. This wheel is rubbish.
Right, okay. Right.
Why are we doing it like this?
Hey?
Why don't we just use the pot?
Well, It's always good to
mix it up.
Things up.
Yeah, all right. Fair enough.
Hang on.
Do you know what it is?
Oh, for God's sake. Yeah. Oh, no, it is the one.
This is what I have to deal with. You see what I'm saying? People say to me, Rob, you're useless at this quiz. For someone who works in radio, you're pretty useless at this quiz. This is the sort of thing I have to work with.
Say this much time on radio.
What? Hang on. Whoa. What have you swapped that with?
Because I gave you the wrong one. There you go. Well then.
Oh.
What's it this time? What did the wheel pick for you?
I can't tell if that's vomit or egg.
Put it back in. Just love.
Hold on. Let's vomit.
Does this cheer you up during the week?
What, when I listen back and realise how...
Bring you right down.
...rubbish I am at a quiz.
Well, you know, I could be a little pep clap. Are you ready pep clap. Are you ready for the final question? I'm not even drunk this week. I don't know what's wrong with me.
I heat up. I can't cool down. You got me spinning round and round. Round and round and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name, I heat up like a burning flame. Burn and flame, full of desire. Kiss me, baby, let the fire get higher.
It's a little bit more positive on this one, Robert.
Abracadabra, Steve Miliband. Oh, come on!
Hey, come on, you don't know you're right yet.
I do know I'm right.
You are right, yeah.
I heat up. I can't cool down. You got me spinning round and round. Round and round and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name, I heat up like a burning flame. Burn and flame, full of desire. Kiss me, baby, let the fire get higher. Abra, abra, cadabra. I want to reach out and grab ya. Abra, abra, cadabra. Abra, cadabra.
Oh, well done, Rob.
Hey,
right, now time for me to faff around.
Right, Bean, a blindfold.
A bean. Bean, blindfold, Brian.
Yeah,
all the bees.
Too. Same thing.
All the bees. Oh, there you go.
Beans and the wheel. Right.
Hang on.
Okay. Ooh. Fire the doobry.
Hang on. Oh. Bean, spin the wheel.
I spun it. Oh.
Oh.
What's that one?
There we go.
I believe it to be that. There you go.
What do you mean you believe it to be that? Compare it to the wheel.
Well, I have.
Right.
That is it.
Okay.
Go for it.
Okay.
There's a grimace.
Tastes like soil.
Is it the grass clippings then?
Yeah, I think it is. Tastes different this week, though. Fresh cut grass clippings.
Have you got... You haven't got away with it. Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you think that's grass?
I think that's lime.
You think it's lime?
No, it's grass.
You sure it's grass?
Yeah, but it's fresh, mate.
It's good fresh grass. It's fresh grass.
It's sweet. It's all right.
You got away with that, didn't you?
I have, yeah. Well done, me. Right, final one.
Here comes Johnny singing oldies, goldies. Bebop the lua, baby. What I say? Here comes Johnny singing I got a woman. Down in the tunnels, trying to make it pay. He got the action. He got the motion. Oh yeah, the boy can play. Dedication, devotion, turning all the night time into the day.
Oh, crap. Well, this definitely feels like an older track.
Yes.
Do, do, do. Blindfold.
No. Oh, bad times. You redeemed yourself for this one, though, mate.
Here comes Johnny singing oldies, goldies. Bebop the Lua, baby. What I say? Here comes Johnny singing I Got a Woman. Down in the tunnels, trying to make a play.
He got the action, action.
He got the motion.
Oh yeah,
the boy can play. Dedication. Devotion, turning all the night time into the day.
You do the walk of life. Should be on every day, every show. Should play that. I'll be after that. So there you go, the end of another
dire
quiz.
Straits.
All seems to
a
be going
dire,
fast.
A dire performance this week.
A dire performance, like your link.
Yeah.
BBC. Right, are you ready? Enter the quiz.
Whoa, hang on a minute.
Oh.
I'm really on with it this week.
I'm not. I told you, something's not right.
I don't want to be accused of being a cheater like you.
No.
So I don't want to go, you know.
Okay. You asked for it. Right. Oh, you've got the blindfold.
I'm already blindfolded up, mate.
Wheel, right.
Is it awful?
No.
It's not like the toothpaste one, is it?
That one will do.
Right. That one will do. Yeah. You can't choose the one that the wheel landed on, please.
Yeah, that's the one it landed
on. Yeah, right.
It is! Just got to get it.
Okay. Now, am I allowed to finish the other two that I haven't eaten yet?
Huh?
With this one.
Do you want to eat the other two?
Well, I have to, don't I? The rules are the rules.
Oh, yeah, I ate mine. Go on. Go on, then. All together.
Oh, so what's the? So am I allowed to eat with this one?
Yeah.
You get okay. Right. Oh,
there you go.
I know. I can't open the blindfold, can I?
Just.
Oh, hang on. I pop that in there. Yeah. Oh, this is just.
This may be the end.
Oh.
Oh, it's the end.
Oh,
I know you push it. You
always push it.
Right. It's definitely the end now.
That was a quiz for my mate Rob. That was a quiz for my mate Rob. That was a quiz for my mate Rob. That was a quiz. A quiz for my mate Rob.
Save tonight. Ooh. Tomorrow I'll be gone. Say tonight. Fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone. There's a log on the fire, and it burns like me for you. Tomorrow comes with one desire.
Bogey, vomit, and egg concoction there. You better now? All good?
All ready, good.
To move on?
I'd like to move on.
Time for the shout-outs. Thanks to everybody who listened last week. Some of them people included...
Our good friend, Mr. Jed.
Hello, Mr. Jed.
Mr. Tony Fisher. Loving the podcast last week, especially the annoyance test.
Yeah.
I'm not sure whether he was more annoying than you and I, though.
Probably. We'll have to test him.
Let us know, Tony. Let us know. Mel listened in and thoroughly enjoyed the covers
right
that we've been doing.
Yeah.
Also requested that we maybe release an album at Christmas.
Do that.
Give it a go. Yeah. Hannah...
Make some money around the festive period.
Hannah loving the podcast last week and also suggesting something for us to cover.
Right.
Although I fear it may be requiring lots of bleeping.
Mm.
You know, but who knows? Then there is, the long conversation that you had with the
person who called me a cheat.
Yeah.
Shout out, Michael. I enjoyed our conversation on Twitter. It's fine.
Hello, good day, and welcome to Victoria, who started following us on Twitter this week as well. And a few likes, because I was obviously babysitting this weekend for you again.
Yeah.
Hayley, very impressed with my Mrs. Doubtfire skills. Hannah and Becky as well. Burger breaks. Yeah, liking some of our tweets this week as well. So very welcome. That thing. Hello.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the one. It was there somewhere. And to Richard this week, who started joining us on Twitter. So welcome all.
Last week, you were followed or liked by Real Big Fish.
Yes,
right?
I was. My video was liked by Real Big Fish. Correct.
Well, I had a follow this week.
Yeah.
And it's a good one.
Yeah.
I got followed on Twitter by Ben Affleck fans.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Ben Affleck.
No, just his fans. His fans are digging me.
Starts with the fans.
Thanks for the follow.
Starts with the fans, then Ben will follow afterwards.
Hope so.
He's going to send his fans out, make sure everything's safe, hunky dory, and then he'll be right on the back of that.
Great.
No doubt about it.
Well, I never really gave it a thought until the other day. I was like, oh, it's a shame Ben Affleck don't follow me. But whatever, we'll move on. It's time for the tidbits, the news tidbits.
Yeah.
So what have we got to talk about this week?
Well, I've got a couple for you.
Right.
You remember us mentioning Boating McBoatface a few weeks back?
Yeah.
Well, the poll has now closed. And the Natural
It was a busy McBoatface, a trainee McBoatface, or whatever.
Well, the competition launched by the NERC.
Tony Face.
Exactly.
He's appeared again.
I know. I'm just ignoring him. it's closed. That's it. So the poll has finished. Right. And do you want to know how many votes Boating McBoatface got? 124,000.
That's more than the people who are probably going to vote in Brexit.
109.
I hate that word, by the way, Brexit.
Yeah, don't use it.
That deserved to beat then.
Yeah.
I hate the word Brexit. What does it even mean?
Britain exit.
Britain exit. Yeah. Just say Britain exit. Okay. Brexit.
So 124,000 votes. That's more than three times that of its closest contender.
However, the boat is called Boating McBoatface. Well, hope everyone's proud of themselves.
However,
congratulations.
Probably worth pointing out at this point, the £200 million research vessel is not guaranteed to be christened.
We spoke about this before. Only because
124,109
people voted for Boating McBoatface. This guy, he has all to say. He could say, so, I want to call it
if
Derek.
If you wanna,
please call the boat Derek.
Joe Johnson is the
Derek
man
boat.
To go and complain to. Or it might be a lady, because I'm just assuming. But I don't know.
All right. So, okay.
Boating anyway, McBoatface it is. Regardless of what they put on the side
face.
Of it, that's what I'm calling it.
Right.
And this is what I saw this morning, actually. Yep. And you can see a video of this online. You just Google it. An argument between construction workers has escalated into a demolition derby-style clash of heavy machinery that has left at least two bulldozers flipped over on their sides in a street in northern China.
So you remember back in the day when we were lads and you'd be on the field with your mates and then you'd get into a bit of a scuffle.
One gives it a bit of mouth.
Have a little bit of fisticuffs.
Knuckle sandwich
fights,
or two.
Give you a knuckle sandwich, bruh.
Come here. Were you chewing on a brick? Or were you talking to me?
You fight it out, man to man. Nowadays, we live in a completely different generation.
We do.
You ain't fighting unless you've got your bulldozer with you.
Absolutely.
Now, being from the West Country myself, I kind of dig this. I'm all about tractors and bulldozers. I could easily take out a few people. I could think of a few people right now. I could take out with a bulldozer. I could. So what are we saying?
So I mean, that's brilliant.
Should we go rent out some bulldozers?
We'll toss them over the park.
Yeah, have like a bulldozer wars.
Yeah, I love it. It's brilliant. Yeah. It's like robot wars, but a much bigger
scale. With real life machinery.
And one more thing, which I just remembered happened. I spotted this on Twitter in the week. Do you remember the chicken and chips debacle from Cheltenham?
How could I forget, mate?
Well, it turns out this is not an isolated incident. The similar incident has happened in Warwickshire this week, where what can only be described as a shrine has been set up for a dropped packet of chocolate digestives.
I don't know what's happening with the world, to be honest, mate. All this food going to waste.
I know.
We should be ashamed of ourselves.
We should.
We call a boat, an expensive boat, Boating McBoatface, and we're just throwing chicken and biscuits around.
All over the food.
Something's wrong, you know.
Yeah,
We've got to start re-evaluating where we are in society. Something is wrong.
Something's gone very, very wrong.
Someone dropped their biscuits. It's bad news, mate.
Drop biscuits.
Just like the drop chicken.
Yeah, I know.
Was this reported in a paper?
It was in some local Warwickshire paper, yeah. You can have a read of it on the Independent 100.
You know, there are people out there who do care.
They do. I mean, there's a picture, there's a lovely photo, a note.
This person may not have realised, like, how bummed would you be, right? You went out especially to buy a pack of biscuits, but these bag of biscuits,
slipped,
they just
through
popped
your
out your bag,
right,
as you were walking, slipped out your bag, onto the floor.
Everywhere.
You get
home, everywhere.
You make a cup of tea, you get the biscuits out for Dunkin'.
They're not there.
You've dropped your biscuits. Meanwhile, wouldn't you just like to know that someone cares about those biscuits enough to, like, create a shrine to it?
Yeah.
You know?
Look, daffodils and everything. Look.
Daffodils to him.
And it's,
you know?
Sad sight. We need to buck our ideas up, really. Society is going downhill quickly.
So fast.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You got anything for us this week?
I have. Yeah, I've got a good story about, you know, I didn't know that these still existed. The adverts that you put in the windows of newsagents, I remember, as a lad, you get all sorts advertised in the window of the local newsagents, right? You would. You get a lot of different stuff advertised.
Ironing board for sale. 12 quid.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
Dog walking services.
But I didn't think that kind of way of advertising was still in. But apparently it is. And it's still in with the OAPs.
All right.
They still love a bit of window advertising.
Right.
So this old man, 70 years old, he has applied for cleaner. You know, he's getting on. He needs a little bit of help.
Needs a helping hand to clean the place, yeah? All right.
But this old man... He played knick-knack on my... this old man, right?
Yeah.
He wants a cleaner.
Right.
He wants a female cleaner, all right?
Okay.
It's a little bit of eye candy. Who can blame him?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Why not? He ain't got long left, you know? he might as well enjoy himself, right?
Yeah.
So he goes one step further.
Okay. All right. Well, hang on a minute.
So he wants a cleaner.
Yeah.
He wants a female cleaner. And he wants this female cleaner to be naked. Right? Only in this country. He pays a good going rate.
Does he? How much is it?
It's a lot higher than national minimum wage.
Is it really?
£20 per hour. Ooh. To clean. All right? So you're naked.
Right.
But £20 an hour.
I would go for it.
So I can't. Right? So... You could be someone between the ages of...
Oh, is there an age bracket as well?
He's got brackets and everything, mate. He's not picky. 18 to 55, which is quite a wide...
Yeah. Cast your net wide. Cast your net wide.
So queue up, ladies. Of any shape, he's not bothered. As I said, fair play to him.
Just wants a naked lady to clean his house.
He just wants a clean house and he wants a woman in the bath to do it. 2 hours every week. 40 quid. So, if you're out of work...
Where is he?
He's in Bristol.
Oh, okay.
It's a lovely part of the UK.
It is.
If you're interested, call ASAP for details. So he's a gangster granddad as well. He's gangster granddad. ASAP.
His name's not ASAP, is it?
That's what I think. He's ASAP.
But do you mean call as soon as possible? Is his house getting dirty?
No, that's what it means.
Yeah, maybe his house is getting really, really dirty. And he's sitting there going, I just need someone naked. Yeah.
Well, he's had a naked cleaner before.
Oh, he has?
Yeah, she's recently left after being under his employ for a year.
What's happened? Has she just got cold?
She had never done anything like it before, and I like that. I think it brightened up her life a bit. I'm looking for someone who wants to have an adventure. Ooh. Cleaning. Oh, he's talking about using different polishes and stuff.
Why not?
On the wood. His next naked employee will be the fifth in the line of women who came, saw, and cleaned in the buff for him. He came and went for various reasons. So explaining his unusual job listing, John said... His name's John.
John, yeah.
There are dozens of ways I could pay for women. It's not a sexual kind of thing. I'm a voyeur. I accept that. No one knows about it. They do now, John. It's a personal thing. Not anymore. It's in the papers. I'm not
very,
embarrassed.
Very public now.
I'm not embarrassed. If someone asked me, are you that person? I would answer honestly. No.
No, not me.
Now, the age bracket, as I said, was 18 to 55.
Yeah.
It preferred them, though, to be late 20s, early 30s, all right? So
who can blame?
He is a little bit picky, but, you know, you can't have it all.
But I can't believe that window advertising is still a thing. And clearly it's worked for him because he's had cleaners before.
And to finally end this story, he has had some applications back. There are some more women wanting to clean in the buff for John, all right?
Good news for John.
I hear that time isn't too late. And if you still want to get involved, you know, you can contact John.
The round of interviews has not started yet.
He's received 8 responses.
Which means there's 12
So,
women.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you learn nothing else this week, if you want a new female cleaner, advertise in the shop window.
Yeah.
Take away value this podcast.
I know, that means there's 12 week. Women.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
We came, we saw, we came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
We came,
I can't
can't get over this, mate.
Round of applause to John.
Absolutely.
That's what I think. Why not, John?
Like 12 women have...
You know, he's probably the eighth for 70 years of his life.
Yeah,
now
true.
He just wants to be a little bit grimy.
It's fine, John.
It's fine.
Right. Dirty and clean, all in the same context.
Thanks again for listening to this madness.
Honestly.
We apologise for whatever it is this week, but we hope you enjoyed
something.
We hope you enjoyed the song in the middle. We're still loving putting them together every week, and people are starting to comment on them as well, so we like it. And you can find all of them on YouTube. By the way, if you want to skip through all the talky stuff that we do and just listen to our renditions, that's fine. You know, there's nothing to be ashamed of.
They won't hear this bit.
We know. All right, we know. Right.
What are you up to this week?
I am going to try and be a lot more happier in the next few days.
Towards the end of the week?
I've got a couple of days to chill now, and I'm thinking maybe tomorrow I'll get up and it'll all be good, and, you know, I'll think
good.
About it. You?
Well, obviously... Going
haven't got time.
No.
See you next week for We Came, We Saw, We
Podcasted.
We
podcasted. We came, we saw, we kicked it down.